Israel had things in his heart to relate to future generations, maybe a prophetic word. Is there anything that you're a burden to relate to pilgrims that are still here, or to those pilgrims who are yet to be born, either physically or spiritually?
Oh, how do you sum it up, you know? You just can't. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. The Lord's worthy and wonderful. Yeah. The Lord is worthy and wonderful. And think of the words of C.T. Studd, you know. If Jesus Christ is God and he died for me, there's no sacrifice too great that I can make for him. And I think, you know, it's just hard to sum it up. It's hard. I wouldn't know really how to answer it. But, you know, I could say one thing. And in addition to, you know, what I said here tonight and the emphasis about, you know, we're not living for this world, we're living for heaven. And death to self, all to Christ, and the message of sacrifice, you know, I mean, all of that is very true, very imminent, very urgent, very real. But there is a footnote, there is a side note, and that is, make sure you enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Make sure you enjoy Him. I think you feel like somehow I've made the Christian life too hard, and you men, you enjoy the wife. You enjoy the wife of your youth. Proverbs 5. Enjoy her. And you women, enjoy your men. And you enjoy your children. You children, enjoy your parents. You know, Proverbs is just full of it. Let her who bore you have joy. I can't quote it exactly. Many verses like that. You know, your children wonder, well, you know, what really should I be doing? What great thing can I do? I'll tell you what great thing you can do. You can bring joy to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that is no small thing. But you enjoy your meals. Enjoy them. I mean, just we never did much cooking out, you know. It's we don't have time to cook out. We don't have time to heat that thing up. You know, eat it on, get going. And but there's something to be said for it, you know. Slow down. Heat that grill up and enjoy your meal together. Make every meal to be a holy time. Make every meal to be a Bible school. You know, share with one another your experiences, parents and children, and what you're going through. It's the meal time, the table time. It's a tremendous opportunity to touch base and share what you saw that morning, what happened this afternoon. And I haven't given enough credit to, what is it, in Mark chapter 6, where the Lord says, come aside for a while and rest. I have not given that enough credit. I mean, the Lord said that. He said that.
That's right.
And you know, we took some family vacations. I'm glad for every one of them we had. You know, if I had it to do again, I'd buy a better tent. One where you could stand up, move around, and not just some little bit of a thing where you got to crawl in and dread it at night and kick your shoes off in the cold, and they get wet in the morning. And, you know, when it's time to work, work. When it's time to play, play. And, you know, enjoy your vacations. And there's, you know, somebody, I think, quoted it tonight, 1 Peter chapter 3. You know, he who would see good days and love life. I mean, Peter said that. Good days? I thought all these days were supposed to be evil, you know, in this present evil world. And love life? What? I thought you were supposed to hate your life. But there is a sense in which, you know, the opposite is true. And so we enjoy your vacations. Take them. And enjoy your work.
Yes.
You know, just to, here I am. See, I can barely sit at my desk, and I can barely read my Bible. And don't think that, well, when if I get sick ever, I'm going to have more time to read my Bible and pray. No way. You don't do anything more when you're sick except groan. Just enjoy your health. I remember Conrad Murrow, he came to Kirksville. I was still single. I was still single at the time. I take it back. I was still working. And before I'd quit my job. And I think I came down to John Brashear to the meeting. And I said to Conrad, is it all right for me to put a T-bone steak in that oven? And he says, it sure is. He says, you put a steak in there and you enjoy it and thank God for it. And when he takes it away from you, you thank him for that too. And so, you know, enjoy your work. Mm-hmm. Don't look at it as drudgery.
Right.
What a privilege you've got to go to work and do something for society and for Christ. And so there's something to be said for that side too. Come aside and rest a while. Make memories. Look your children in the eye. And tell them you love them.
Yes.
And let them enjoy you. Come on, let them in. You know. And tell them you do. You know, enjoy one another. And I mean, you look around the room, you look around the church, and not every, you know, you can see, he's not perfect. He's got this fault and that fault. But the same for you. And you enjoy the brethren, the good that you do find in them. Drop your guard a little. Cut them some slack. Mm. Enjoy your pastor. Your pastors, give them a break. You know, it says in Hebrews 13 that they're watching for your souls. And let them do it with joy and not with grief. Give them a little joy. There's a burden there that they're carrying that's unique, and give them some joy. The biggest joy you can give them, of course, is to walk with Christ and quit sinning. I have no greater joy than to see my children walking in the truth, you know. I believe that's all, Baker.
I'll be honest.com